St. Titus, pray for us.
St. Dorothy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, dear children, is the feast of St. Titus, who was the helper to the great apostle St. Paul. But it's also the feast of St. Dorothy, who I thought I might tell you a little bit about today. See, you see, Dorothy was born in Rome, and she was born into Roman nobility in the early Christian church. And in fact, her family was so noble, her father was a senator of Rome. But this is when Rome was still very, very pagan. But St. Dorothy, she was always very pious, and she, even in her youth, hated the offering of sacrifice to the idols. And so she wanted to become a Christian, and even convinced her whole family, her mother, her father, and her two sisters, to convert along with her. And they gave up all of their wealth and moved really far off to be able to practice the Christian faith, and hopefully in peace. But that peace, dear children, didn't stay for very long. But as a young girl, St. Dorothy vowed her own virginity as a spouse of Christ and promised only to have Christ as her spouse. But the provincial of where she was living didn't care about that at all. All he saw was how beautiful she was and wanted to make her his wife. But St. Dorothy had already promised herself to Jesus. So, and she told him that she not only couldn't take him as her husband, but also that she was a Christian, and she was very proud of that. And the provincial, he was enraged by this and thought that maybe if he started torturing her, she would give up her faith and she would then marry him. But of course, we know that because she's such a great saint that this was not going to happen. Well, the first thing he did was threw her into a burning vat of oil. Yet God protected her and no harm came to her whatsoever. And when people saw this, many of them converted. And we see this again and again, children, all throughout her torments, this same thing happening. She would be tortured, and then people would convert. Because again and again, God made it clear that he was truly looking out for her. So all the things that happened to him, she was thrown into prison with no food or water for 9 whole days. Yet she came out of there looking more beautiful than ever because she was fed by angels while she was there. Or then she refused to worship an idol. And while she was praying to the true God that this idol would fall, angels came and knocked it down to the ground and smashed it, which only enraged the provincial even more. And once again, people saw the miracle and were converted. And because of that, he hung her upside down by her feet and had her flesh torn with hooks and burned and all sorts of terrible, painful things to happen to her. Yet that night she was healed by God and came back without a mark on her. And many people converted. And the provincial had her stoned and tried to destroy her beautiful face, but once again she was healed. And through all her tortures, her sisters had been tortured too, and they came, and they had apostatized, unfortunately, and they came to try to convince her, you know, all these pains you're going through, they'll all be done if you just, you know, offer the little bit of prayer to the idols and give up your faith now, and then you can be set free like us. And St. Dorothy was so horrified that they would do such a thing that she talked to them and told them the glory of suffering for Christ, and convince them to give up their apostasy and return to the faith, pronounce it loudly, and they died a glorious martyrdom for Christ themselves being burnt to death. And finally, it came time that the provincial was fed up with all of this, you know, trying to put St. Dorothy to death herself, and he decided that it was time to put an end to it once and for all, so he led her to be beheaded finally. But in that moment, this glorious story happens. She turns to the provincial and tells him that it doesn't matter what torments he throws at her, she'll always remain firm in the faith. And she says, "I am ready to suffer, I am ready to suffer for love of my spouse Jesus Christ, in whose garden I have gathered roses, spices, and apples." And having heard this, her executioner mocked her. He came to her and said, "Oh, well, won't you give me some of those apples and spices, apples and roses from heaven that you promised?" And he was mocking her by doing this. But she just very peacefully turned to him and said, "So I will." And as she went up to be beheaded, right before the execution happened, what do we see come to her? A little child. And the child was carrying this glowing, beautiful, golden basket. And underneath the napkin inside were roses and apples. Things that when she died, because she died on this day in February, being the middle of wintertime, those things couldn't be found anywhere. It was not the season for them. And she said, "Won't you take them to Theophilus?" That was the name of the man who had mocked her. And the child said he would. And she was beheaded and gained her crown of martyrdom. And the little child came up to the executioner afterwards, Theophilus, and said, "This is from St. Dorothy," and opened it up. And there were the apples and the roses. And the man saw that and instantly was converted on the spot and proclaimed that Christ truly is God. And he was baptized. And then soon after, the provincial hearing that, he too put this man to death, who also gained a wonderful crown of martyrdom. And so from all of this, we learn from St. Dorothy today that wonderful virtue of fortitude. Of course, most of us are probably not going to have to give up our lives for Christ like St. Dorothy did, and certainly not in a way so horrendous that she went through. But we do all have to be strong. We have to be strong in our prayers, especially in those times when you don't want to pray, children. You have to have fortitude. Be strong and do them because you love God and you know it's the right thing to do. You have to be fortified in your virtues. Even if you want to do something and be disobedient, you know you have to be obedient. Or, you know, if friends are trying to get you to do something that's not right, you have to be strong in the faith and fortified by that and tell them, "No, I'm not going to do that. That's not right. That's sinful." And if that means walking the other way, then so be it. That strength that St. Dorothy had, we all have to have. And if we have it, then just like St. Dorothy, we too will have those feasts of apples and spices and roses in heaven for all eternity. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.